This pattern you're looking at is called Infinity. And no, the designer didn't know that the circular purple lawn sculpture from the first stop of the date was titled The Infinite Disc. There isn't a day that goes by that we don't experience textiles, but you probably haven't spent a lot of time thinking about the inspiration behind your favorite blouse, tie, or sofa pattern. But you do know the story behind this pattern before you. You know the artist took Ben's vessel from next door and created this pattern in response. Keep Ben's vessel in your mind's eye and imagine how the designer might have used it to inspire fabric. Is it different from the pattern that you saw in your head? If it is, try to see how this pattern before you is also right. Trace the pattern loosely with your eye. What comes to mind? What would it be if it were an animal? Would it be something big or small, slow or fast, furry or scaly, dangerous or friendly? Does the repetition in the fabric evoke any new thoughts on the artwork that came before it? Now, what would this textile be if it were an ice cream? Imagine it melting in your mouth. Would it have a vanilla or a chocolate base? What sort of candies would be in it? Or fruits? Or nuts? Or berries? Imagine the assortment of things inside of it. Your next and final date is at Picnic at 102 North Main Street to try the ice cream inspired by this design. As you walk there, start to taste the ice cream that you think captures the essence of the pattern. When you've got your ice cream in hand, press play on your final date. Look for our logo on the ice cream display or ask for assistance.